Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast by Peter Abundant. And I am Peter Abundant. So currently I'm driving right now, but I had a thought and I decided that whenever I have a thought, instead of waiting to be set up in the right environment, in the right circumstance or situation, that I will share with you right now when I'm in my raw state processing my thoughts and feelings. And today's thought is about empathy, compassion even, and learning how to put yourself in other people's shoes. I think that as we go through life, many people have been resistant by this, you know, PC movement, right? Political correctness, and how, you know, everybody's sensitive and you can't say anything without having some kind of backlash. And, you know, we see that a lot with many celebrities saying things without putting much thought behind it and basically getting in trouble, getting fired from a show, getting fired from a network or, you know, a channel or what have you. And, you know, some of their fans are up in arms about it because, you know, they just kind of want to disregard the mentality or the statement that's made. And I think that being politically correct is something that, yes, takes work. It takes work. So when we hold certain people accountable, when we hold celebrities accountable for things that they have said or things that they have tweeted, we then realize that we have to be accountable for what we say, what we tweet. And even regular folks, it's not even like it's always about celebrities, but you have regular people who get caught on video saying something out of hand, saying something, you know, rude, disrespectful, sexist, racist, and they end up losing their jobs. Now, I'm not at all mad about that, because I think that we need to all be held accountable. We need to all be mindful and be put in our place when we are rude, when we are disrespectful, when we are, you know, lashing out at people, thinking that, oh, it's okay because I'm angry, and it's not okay. So, but more than just like being mindful about what you say because you don't want to deal with certain circumstances, it's really ultimately about putting yourself in the other person's shoes, seeing life to the best of your ability from their perspective. And now, I also want to say and be honest about this, it is impossible to 100% understand or place yourself in somebody else's situation to understand and know how they are experiencing life. I'm a man. I'm a black man. That means that I will never understand what the perspective or the reality or the experience is of a woman, of a white woman. I will never understand the experiences of a white man. Though we are still men, I may understand things from a man's perspective, but as a white man, no, I won't understand things from his perspective. I can probably see things and probably, you know, see where there may be a little bit of differences, but to solely 100% understand another person's perspective is impossible. Even if it is another black man, because he has other experiences, other things that he has been brought up believing or brought up understanding or been taught. So, but that doesn't ever excuse allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to be understanding, to be empathetic to what another person is experiencing. So if somebody else is experiencing something, I think it is your duty to listen. Because when you are experiencing something, you want everybody to listen. So you have to extend that out. You have to understand that we are all the same and that we are different. We do have some similar beliefs and come from similar backgrounds. But ultimately, we are all human beings having a unique human existence, having a unique human experience. So that being said, we can't look at other people, disregard their experience because it isn't the experience we are having, because it isn't how we would deal with the experience or deal with, you know, the event or a situation. Of course it isn't the same way you would deal with it, because you are a different person. We are different persons. So of course we will each deal with things differently, whether it be drastically differently or slightly differently. But the point here is understanding that you have to understand. You want to be understood. So by law of the universe, whatever you want, you ultimately must be putting out. You must be giving that. You can't give something and completely expect something else from the universe. You can't be mean, disrespectful, racist, sexist, and then assume or believe that you are supposed to be treated with love and respect and kindness and understanding and compassion and empathy. You know, a lot of people think that way, and they're out of their minds. They think that they can be disrespectful and not be mindful about what they think and what they say to others and what they even do to others, yet they want respect. It is just crazy to me. So when it comes to being empathetic, to apply empathy, you really have to not be lazy, and you have to consider when you're dealing with other human beings, when you're dealing with other living beings even, not just humans, put yourself in their position. Close your eyes and sit and honestly, objectively think. And be as objective as possible. I know that's another impossible thing, because we always will have some kind of bias, even if it's in the slightest bit, because we are humans. We're not machines. But putting yourself in that person's shoes will give you greater insight as to what and how you should be treating that individual. If that were you, would you like it if somebody called you fat? Would you like it if somebody disrespected you because of your race? Would you like it if somebody assumed your intelligence based on what you look like? Would you like it if somebody treated you a certain way based on your sex, gender, sexual orientation? How would you like it? Would you like it if somebody were to treat you kindly, with love and respect? That gives you perspective on how to treat each and every living individual. And it's just that simple. What's right is right. And we have to honor that, because then and only then can we align ourselves with being treated right, experiencing rightness, seeing rightness, having the viewpoint or the perspective where the world is beautiful, because we have aligned ourselves in a way that if we give love to all living beings, if we are compassionate to all living beings, we can't help but notice when others are that way toward us. And the more you get to notice that, the better you are at noticing it. The better you are at noticing it, then the more you get to notice it. The more you get to experience it. So ultimately, you have to do your best. When somebody is telling you or explaining to you what their life is like, if it's whether it's an individual, whether it's a group of people, unless you are a part of that group of people, that community, then you will never truly be in their shoes. So that means you just listen and you just say, well, you know what? I don't know what that's like to be you, to be in this group of people that feel like they are treated unjustly. So therefore, if I am not somebody who can identify with that group of people, then I should probably understand and realize that they must be saying something that has some, that's grounded in reality, that's grounded in truth. And the reality is also that I would never know. You would never know what it's like to be them. So just like they would never know what it's like to be you, they would never know what it's like to struggle or to be treated like a person such as you is being treated. And therefore, who are they to say, ah, that's not true? How can you say it's not true? How can you say that people are making this up when you are not part of that people? You are not an African American, you know? You are not transgender. You are not gay. You are not a female. If you are not those things or a combination of those things, then you can't discredit what it is that they're saying their experience is, because you have never been placed in their shoes to say, well, I've been there, I've lived that way, and I know for a fact that there are no difficulties, there are no challenges toward being in that group. And if you can't say that, if you can't prove that is not true, then you should probably assume that it is, especially if there's a large group of people who are communicating it. So when it comes to compassion, compassion is about listening, understanding, doing your best to put yourself in their shoes based on what they're sharing with you, and just allowing them to express their voice. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.